police cannot know with any kind of certainty that the perpetrator is Native. Under federal law, they likely do not have jurisdiction to even arrest, let alone prosecute these crimes.
And are these, is this a particular issue in areas of extraction, like oil extraction, like we see in the case of Olivia Lone Bear?
It is. It is. And, you know, there's been a lot of research to document and study that. And in fact, even the Department of Justice Office on Violence Against Women recently, they give out federal grant funding from the Violence Against Women Act to different domestic violence programs around the country, Native and non-Native. But in their recent proclamation that they were putting out different grants, they noted the increasingly high rates of violence and sex trafficking and domestic violence in the Bakken in particular, with the increase in oil production, and have allocated millions of extra dollars to DV and sexual assault programs in the Bakken out of a recognition that the rates are becoming extraordinarily high. I know Senator John Tester from Montana and Senator Heidi Heitkamp have both spoken openly about the increased rates of violence in the Bakken area, as well as former U.S. attorneys. And, you know, it's not that difficult to wrap your brain around when you think about the fact that if you look at the Bakken, for instance, and this is true of any area where you have a rapid increase of extractive industries on tribal lands, because you have a situation where the tribal nation has been stripped of its jurisdiction. And for instance, in the Bakken, from 2009 till now, there have been more than 100,000 new workers who previously did not live in North Dakota or in the Bakken who have come to that region just to work in the man camps. And with them, they bring increased rates of crime, and one of them is domestic violence and sexual assault. And so it certainly overwhelms the law enforcement on the ground, but when you compact that with the fact that often our tribal nations are without jurisdiction based on the identity of the perpetrator, it really creates a crisis.
Mary Catherine Nagle and Matt Lone Bear, again, our condolences on the finding the body of Olivia Lone Bear. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
Listener-supported, non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn.
From Pacifica.
All right, we are going live to Dearborn Homecoming, and I believe I have Alan and Susan on the line.
You do indeed. Do you hear us, Laura?
Oh, I hear you fine, and I don't know if you hear the Staying Alive.
We do indeed, kicking off a homecoming weekend here at Dearborn, which, of course, yes, is going to be capped off with the headline performance next evening, Saturday evening, with the Australian Bee Gees. So, actually, there's a story behind why this song is on the radio. You want to stick with us for a second, Laura?
Sure. Yes, I will.
Absolutely. Bring that music up just a little bit. All right, so yesterday when we were going through all of the bins of CDs and records that we have at the station, I was literally flipping through them, and I happened to see a 45 of Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees, which was sitting in the bins of records that we have for sale for our fundraiser here at the Dearborn Homecoming. And we thought, well, hey, we got the Australian Bee Gees performing on Saturday night. We've got this song right here. So, Laura, once we're done with the new WHFR journal this afternoon, you're going to be bringing that 45 down here and putting it into the bin.
Yes,
so
I am.
So it will be for sale for one of our truly lucky and loyal listeners to purchase among the many activities WHFR is doing this weekend.
Yes, so, and I hope that you guys, you know, have a lot of fun. I hope you guys are already been selling a lot of Purge CDs and vinyl and 45s and all that stuff. And I'm going to let you guys, you know, do your thing down at Homecoming, but I'm here standing by when you need me.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay. So nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Laura.
You're welcome.
Susan, welcome back Friday afternoon. How about this? This is like a regular deal, right?
It is a regular deal. We are so happy to be here at our 39th annual Homecoming Festival, Alan. And I know this is your first sort of official homecoming as a WHFR officer, as a WHFR manager, and we're so happy to have you here. I think one of the most exciting parts about homecoming for me personally is the opportunity to see alumni of the local community schools, Henry Ford College, as well as WHFR Radio. We've already run into, I think, one of the four people that used to have radio shows or be involved with the station, and they come back to homecoming every year because, in fact, that's sort of the purpose of homecoming itself. And in just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Imogene Woodyard of the Dearborn Community Fund about this event and what makes it so special and unique, but also about some other things going on here in town that we can look forward to. So excited about that. But this is something that if you've never experienced Dearborn Homecoming and you live in Dearborn, oh my goodness, what is going on? We really, really want you to come out. You can walk through, you can enjoy just people watching, enjoying some unusual and delicious food. There are rides. There's so much going on by way of community organizations selling snacks and shirts and things. But, you know, you can come here, you can spend zero money and just really enjoy an entity in the community that's, you know, we live for this. We really do every year. Or you can spend a ton of money here at our WHFR booth, which would be even better because that's what we're also here for, is to help sort of keep what we do going and help promote our radio station to those that haven't heard of us for a while. I think one of the biggest things, Alan, that we hear when we meet new people coming up to our tent, and we're on the carnival side here at Dearborn's Ford Field, people say, I went to Henry Ford College. I went to Henry Ford Community College. You know, I didn't know you had a radio station. Oh, it's been 20 years. And that's wonderful. It's our opportunity to sort of reacquaint people not only with our college, but also explain to them for the first time what we do as a radio station, and I know we're proud of what we do.
Absolutely, and it's always great to be able to be at a great community event like this, especially one where we've got what looks like it's going to be a great day.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of clouds moving through, which actually are kind of welcome right about this
time
of day. They feel pretty good, especially for all of the vinyl that we've got from our new LP that is also going to be offered here for sale at the WHFR booth, and we'll talk about that throughout the rest of the course of the weekend. So, new WHFR Journal sort of coming into, it's still August, yes, technically summer vacation for a few more weeks, but moving into another school year, it seems odd, first week of August, to say that this is sort of like there's always a high point of summer, and in Dearborn, homecoming has always been it, and it's one of the reasons why this station has always wanted to be a part of it and been so grateful to be invited here to such a great location. For those who don't know, who haven't been here, yes, Ford Field, not the one in Detroit where they play football, the Ford Field in Dearborn that's been here all along, sort of bounded by, Morley Garrison on one side, Cherry Hill on the other, Brady. Just sort of, you know, Brady, east of Brady, just north of Michigan Avenue. Look for the cars, look for the people, listen for the children screaming on the carnival rides, and you'll find us here at the WHFR booth.
Yeah, I think the adults are screaming maybe even more than the children are, but I don't blame them. That's okay. We are looking forward to a weekend that will be action-packed with things coming and going, and we talked about the entertainment just briefly. We will certainly do so again. But, you know, as Dearborn's community talk show, the new WHFR Journal, one of the most important things we feel that we can do is to connect our WHFR listener to things that are going on literally right here in your own community, Dearborn, Dearborn Heights, Metro Detroit. One thing just briefly to mention that the school is going to be opening up soon. Tickets are already on sale. It is the HFCC Theater Arts Program presentation of the play What I Did Last Summer. And this will be directed by Mary Bremer Beer of Henry Ford College. The play itself is by A.R. Gurney, and it's a very famous, well-known piece, but it's just a wonderful play, and it will be kicking off on Thursday the 9th, so it starts next Thursday. There's an 8 o'clock showing. It will go the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, and then the following week, Thursday through Sunday again. So there's some matinees on Sundays, but if you're interested in starting quickly to jump into what our college does, the Theater Arts Program is one of those gems in our school community.
They've been on a roll lately. They've had a lot of great things going on.
Yeah.
So what did you do this past summer, by the way?
Well, I did a little barbecuing, had a little fun, did some traveling.
Excellent.
I got married.
Oh, hey, how about that?
Yeah, I got married. Emma Jean, I'm telling our guests, and I had a wonderful, thank you, a wonderful experience up in Leland, which is, we say it's sort of like in the pinky of...
It's the left side of the cuticle of your pinky
is
the way I look at it.
That's exactly Leland, yeah. And we had the most perfect day on July 7th, and I married a wonderful man. So,
Well, congratulations from all of us at WHFR.
I appreciate that very much. Yeah. Yeah, more on that probably not, but that's okay. But that's okay. Thank you for asking. And you've been going all over the place. You've got some life changes at home.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah,
I got a son who's moving off to college on Monday morning, and then dropping him off, and then promptly leaving for vacation
for
a little while myself.
You.
So, yeah, indeed.
Good
so.
For you. Well, if you can't make it for a long week somewhere or you can't even get away for a weekend, come down here for an hour or two.
Staycation.
And it kind of feels like, there you go, staycation. I like that. Well, we are, let's jump into our first interview. And we have the wonderful Emma Jean Woodyard here. Emma Jean, we've been seeing you zipping back and forth already, and it's only Friday. Welcome to our airwaves again. We love having you on, and we love all of the information that you always are willing to share with us about this community that you know and love so well. So welcome.
Well, thank you for having us, or for having me.
Sure.
It's always a pleasure to be. So a love fest here going on. But
it really
it's very true.
Yes.
Homecoming is really looked forward to by so many people. We get about 150,000 visitors down here over the 3 days of homecoming every year. We try to keep track of the statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday morning is usually chaos time because everybody's arriving, and where do I go? How do I get there? Where am I parking? Where am I going? And so we do have to do quite a bit of covering the territory Friday morning.
Yeah.
But I don't know what time it is now. I think it's about 1 o'clock.
And things just a little bit after.
Yeah,
yes.
Things have kind of calmed down
yeah.
at this point. So I can sit here with you.
Yes, and we thank you for doing that. I know you've probably got 18 other things going through your head. Well, we had this crazy weather this week, but everything looks really good here at the field. So I know it's been probably a lot of damage control with the torrential rain we had earlier in the week, but we're not seeing any reason why this place shouldn't be well attended starting today. It looks good.
You know, Sue, I'd really like to give a shout out to the city crews especially. They outdid themselves. Mother Nature did her own version of fireworks on Tuesday night, or early Wednesday morning, I guess. And so it set things back a bit, but the crew really stepped up. So a big shout-out to the City of Dearborn crews that were down here working. And I get to work with them every year. They always do an outstanding job, but this year was above and beyond.
Mm, very nice. Do you remember that year when the river rose so much and we had, like was it crawfish or something on the banks? It had to be 15, maybe 20
Ooh,
years
maybe
ago.
Longer, yeah.
It was crazy.
That's when we had the art fair down along the riverbank.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
I do tell this story. I've told it several times this week. We had 2 hours to move 100 artists from the riverbank up to the top of the hill to get ready for the opening that day.
Wow.
So you talk about coordination and everybody all hands on board, but we did it. And the art fair's never been back down there, by the way, because it is a floodplain.
The risk.
So.
Yeah.
we have to recognize that.
Yeah. This process is a well-oiled machine, as we know. We do tend to see some of the same people. Alan, as we do this year after year, you're going to start to meet some of the same people, not only visitors, but certainly in terms of staff and support. But it certainly takes more than 1, 2, 3, or 5 people to make this happen. Talk about the scope of how the planning process goes in and what's been going on.
What I like to say is that the day after this ends, we start over again planning for the next year. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this is the 39th year that we're in now. And there's a core team of people that are basically city, and then myself and a staff person from the community fund sit on that core committee. We kind of recap and start to launch the plan for the following year, and then it expands where a lot of the community organizations that are here for the weekend are invited in to put in, their thoughts and we address any issues. And we also talk about what can we do that would be different. So we have an expanded committee that's made up of City Community Fund and other community members that participate.
Nice. The event is called Homecoming, as we know, and I'm glad that that name hasn't changed over the years. There may have been pressure to do so from time to time. What does that mean to you, and what does that mean to the core committee? Why Dearborn Homecoming, and how much of that homecoming do you witness when you come to these every year?
Well, I see quite a bit of it. It's not unusual to talk to someone who says, oh, I came all the way from Georgia, I come every year, or California, or wherever. And, of course, it was started, as a matter of fact, I was talking to one of the original organizers this morning, and he still works this there, by the way, with this event.
Wow.
And he said that, you know, when they put it together all those years ago, it was, you know, with the high school graduates in mind who go off hither, thither, and yon, to bring them back. And so we see a lot of that. It's not unusual for our office to receive calls from people who are the class of 84, for example, and where's the reunion, and can I do this, can I do that? So it does attract back a lot of people. That's the name Homecoming. Mm-hmm. You know, but a lot of people come, too, that are new to the community and want to see what it's all about. So it's a mix at this point after 39 years.
Yeah.
Well, and that includes schools that are still here.
Absolutely.
And some that no longer have high schools as well, but still are connected to the community. These community high school reunions that take place, obviously, Dearborn, Edsel Ford, and Fortson, but also Sacred Heart, St. Alphonsus, where my sister graduated from high school from, and others as well. So.
Yes, and that's one of the sweet parts of the whole event, you know. But again, the idea for an event like this is to draw attention to Dearborn and all that we have to offer here, get people to come in that maybe don't live here, so kind of a marketing the city a bit. Hopefully they're going to spill over into our business district and support some of the local businesses too. But at its heart, it's still a Dearborn Homecoming event.
Yes. And we're happy to be here. I think we tried to count this out last year. I think this very well could be, this might even be our, 30th year as a radio station.
WHFR
being a part of this. So I that's a lot to claim, but
right.
I feel pretty good about those numbers. So don't correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, after 39 of them, I mean, you always want to say that this year's is bigger and better than ever. And sometimes that's hard to do after 39 years, right? But what is special about this one? What are some of the things that you're most excited about that are going to be happening at Homecoming this year, the 39th?
Well, we're sitting right here by the carnival, and if I have my numbers correct, at one of our meetings, we were told that they brought in 27 different ride opportunities this year, including the roller coaster. Now, they brought the roller coaster in last year, but it was. I think it was struck by lightning, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
So it wasn't operable last year, so I can see it from where I'm sitting. So the carnival is bigger, more rides, and, of course, it's always very popular. This is the second year for the paint out in the park. The mural artists who come in and work on site, and all their work will be on display. It will be possible for the public to vote for their favorite and do a best of show on Sunday evening. So that's the second year for that, so that's a lot of fun.
They're already hard at work up there,
they
I think,
are.
On the hill. Yep.
They're very eager to get going.
Yep.
And by the way, I should mention that when they leave here, when the mural pieces leave here, they will be in a gallery, the Black Fox Gallery. They'll be there, and then they'll be out around the community for people to enjoy as well. So they don't just do it here and forget it. It has a life after here.
Yeah.
And then the big question everybody asks about is the entertainment, you know, and who's there, who are you getting, and it's always a challenge. Let me tell you this, when the economy's good, the performers, they have a lot of work, you know, so it's harder and harder to find what you want, you know. But I think the show that we have, well, all the nights, music's going to be great.
Sure.
Music is music,
absolutely.
Right? But the Australian Bee Gees, if they live up to their name, and you were playing Staying Alive earlier on, it always gets me going.
And everybody enjoys Mega 80s. They're going to be here on Sunday night as well, which is obviously, with the homecoming theme, probably a pretty good chance for, you know, a lot of people with ties to the community to get up and dance and enjoy some great music. And even tonight, we've got a couple of wonderful bands that are going to be coming up on the main stage. Holly and the Johnnies at 6 o'clock, Howlin' Mercy at 7:30, and then Atomic Radio, 8:30 to 10 o'clock. And not tonight, but for the next couple of nights, the music is going to be wonderful, but then there's you know, what happens after the music finishes as well.
Exactly.
Where it gets really noisy around here, right?
It does. People love having a good time. If we could double back just a little bit, as you know, I'm connected to the Dearborn Community Fund, and people say, well, what does a community fund do with homecoming? Why are you involved in homecoming? And, you know, we work very hard all year long as a partner to the city for homecoming to raise sponsor dollars. So when you see the signs for Beaumont, Ford, AK Steel, any of the sponsors listed, it's because we've gone out and said, hey, you don't want to support this wonderful community event. So we want to do a shout out to all of those sponsors, too, because, again, this couldn't happen without that support, and the Community Fund has taken on that responsibility to help make the event successful.
Yeah, and that, what an undertaking that must be. You know, it's never pleasant asking for money, but when you feel good about your cause and you feel good about what it's going to help continue to support, it's when you make those connections and they're willing to come back year after year as well. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. And we get to know, you know, get to know our sponsors and we try to honor what we say we're going to do.
Sure.
Sometimes we drop a little bit, but pretty much we're at the 98% level,
wow,
I think, of meeting all of it. And, again, without their support, it would be very hard to do an event like this. So that's just kind of a, hey, if you're out there and you know think this is something you want to do, you can always contact Dearborn Community Fund. One of the reasons that we partnered is, again, first and foremost, homecoming is about raising money for nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go into the food booths and the beverage booths and so on, it's the Goodfellows and the Exchange Club and the Knights of Columbus and the Hellenic League and the Booster Club, they're all raising money for their causes. And somebody asked me this morning, well, how does that work, you know? Well, basically, they pay a booth fee, which is pretty modest, actually. And then they can come in, and everything they make, you know, pretty much stays with them to support their causes. So we're very pleased about that. And that's another reason why the Community Fund said, yeah, we'll help with this, because it's part of our mission to help enrich the community.
And that was going to be my question then. Mm-hmm. So when this one ends, there's like another 360 days or so until the next one begins. What are some of the other activities the Community Fund does throughout the course of the year to help, you know, life here in Dearborn?
Well, the Community Fund's mission is really to enrich the community through programming and or opportunities. And several of our big programs, we are behind the Youth Arts Festival every year, which brings all the schools together in one place at one time, including the visual, performing, and music arts. We do the Pockets of Perception, the pop design team, which is, again, high school students who are selected through an application process. They come together. They come up with a design concept for some piece of permanent art that belongs to the community when they're done. Our most recent one with Pop Team 4 is a gigantic, I don't even know the dimension for it, but a gigantic mural. It's on a building in East Dearborn at the corner of Schaefer and Osborne. So if anybody's familiar with the buildings where Alchemo's and the Fish Market are, the mural is on the Osborne side of that building. It is amazing. The team just finished. They finished on schedule. They worked out in that hot sun 4 days a week for a month.
Wow.
And so Pop Design Team is another one of our projects. We do workshops for students. Again, we work on homecoming. And you may remember this because I think you interviewed for us about Arts Month in Dearborn.
Mm-hmm.
So we kicked off the Arts Month, which is calling attention to all of the cultural activities, opportunities that people can enjoy, get involved in, and so on. And we focus on April. We call it April Arts Month because by then most of the organizations are up and running. They're strong. They're ready to perform. They're ready to showcase whatever. It's a good time of year to do it. So we're behind that as well. And did I mention there's like one half of us?
Yeah. Well, I was just gonna ask this. That must, you have a small army doing all that, I'm sure.
Oh,
but
sure,
I know that
you're kind of looking at it.
Yeah.
Right here.
Well, yeah. So how can community members get involved in a way to really support you and to support making sure that the Community Fund continues to be able to do what it does?
Well, again, we're not a membership-driven organization.
Okay.
We do solicit sponsorships and donations for specific programming. So we have a website, www.dearbornecommunityfund.org, just dearbornecommunityfund.org. We have a Facebook page, Dearborn Community Fund Facebook page, and they can always see on the website particularly the variety of things and the opportunity to get involved or to donate or to call us, find out if they have ideas. We're very open to that. Our office is at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center in the theater wing, and we're basically there every day. We love to talk to people, so we're there.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, we know that by looking at the way everything's come together so far for this the start of this weekend, that it's already a success. And when you looked at the faces of some of the young people, the all-stars, the homecoming all-stars
day, yeah.
Yeah, boy, talk about a success. That was a home run, and they seemed to enjoy themselves so much. Just briefly explain what I'm referring to, this all-stars event this morning.
The All-Stars event was an idea brought to the Homecoming Committee by the Dearborn Area Chamber of Commerce, and I think this has probably been fifth year, maybe?
Has it been that long?
It's 5-6 years.
Okay.
And they saw something similar. Renee Aylo from there had experienced something like this up in the Traverse mm-hmm. City area, mm-hmm. and she brought it back, and she said, we really should do this, and so the chamber, Dearborn Area Chamber, is really the driving force behind putting that together for Friday morning. Mm-hmm. And it's basically free. People with family members who have special needs are invited. They just have to sign up and register, and they have access to quite a few of the rides free. There's all kinds of games and food and music and everything. It takes place at the south end of Ford Field, which is where the tennis courts are, right there off of Morley Avenue in Monroe. And it's huge. Every year they are concerned that, you know, it keeps getting bigger and bigger. They put that all together.
It's a nice problem to have. That's how I walked in, and just, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, everybody seemed to be having a great time. That was sort of my introduction to this edition of the Homecoming on my way in with seeing the All-Stars.
A great introduction, and kudos to them for putting it together every year.
Yeah. Well, kudos to you and the Dearborn Community Fund for all of the effort that you're making so that we can just come and enjoy ourselves, too. We are so grateful to have this relationship between the things that you do and WHFR, and we thank you for your continued support, both personally and in all the professional areas that you touch. This is really a special time for us every year. You know, it really is our chance to meet people that we haven't seen in ages that have some connection to our radio station as well as our school. But most importantly, an opportunity to showcase to the community how wonderful this event is. So we're happy to broadcast live every year. And
well, we're
it's
just
our pleasure.
Glad you're here every year. It's just a given you're going to be here every year.
You got it.
Believe
Thank
me, we're,
so much.
We're glad that we're still around
yeah.
every year
yeah,
in order
well,
to be
true
able
too.
To be
yeah.
here.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. well, yeah. you've got our, well, I think it's
That's why we have our loyal listeners.
20-year commitment at this point moving forward. From there, we'll reevaluate if we're still able to do it. But, yeah, no, it's our pleasure. We wish you a wonderful weekend, Emma Jean, and we look forward to touching base once you have had a little chance to rest. Take a day, you know, take Monday off, right? How's that? And then we look forward to getting you back on the air for some other things.
Well, thank
forward.
You so much, and thank you for highlighting the Dearborn Community Fund and having us here. We
our
really
pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Certainly.
You guys are great.
Thank you.
And, by the way, I graduated from HFCC.
Woo!
Yes.
Hey, excellent.
There you go.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Yeah. It's the new WHFR Journal here at 89.3 WHFR.FM, making waves. Real quickly, we're going to sort of run over what's going on here at the festival today and then offer some highlights through the rest of the weekend. Things kicked off here a couple of hours ago when the carnival officially opened at 11 o'clock. At this point, we've got food court and community tent that is open. The Healthy Dearborn activities will be going on all afternoon till 4 o'clock. Children's activities are also open at the Access Arab American National Museum tent. Those are free. There are also giant inflatables open until 5 o'clock, sponsored by Dearborn Sausage and Nickel and Sap Incorporated. Kids Making Art activities also are up and running. That's presented by the Dearborn Community Arts Council. Paint Out in the Park, we talked about earlier, street artists at work all afternoon making their murals. They'll be doing that throughout the course of the weekend, and then obviously their work will have life a little bit beyond that. There are children's games that just got started. That's also a free activity, which takes place here, sponsored by a bunch of different people. We've got Pebbles the Clown is around. The main food trucks will open up at 5 o'clock, so save your appetite. They will be here open from 5 until 11. Music gets started this evening at 6 o'clock on the main stage, Holly and the Johnnies. We've also got on the other stage, Musically Yours, taking place from 6 to 10. And then the Cruisin' Dearborn Car Cruise and Show begins at 19th District Court in Dearborn. There's also the Cruisin' Dearborn Car and Motorcycle Show, which takes place. One starts at 7, the other at 7:30. And then a few more musical acts this evening taking place at the event, Howlin' Mercy from 7:30 to 8:30, and then 8:30 to 10, Atomic Radio will be on the main stage. It all takes place at Dearborn's Ford Field, which just north of Michigan Avenue, just east of Brady. At this point, obviously early in the day, probably a decent amount of parking, but you know, as the day goes on and it starts to fill in, not to say that there's not a lot of people here already, but it might be you're going to have to you're going to have to work your way around to find where you're going to park, but I'm sure you'll be able to find somewhere to do it. Parking is available at Ford Field for $10, and also there are free shuttles which are being offered from Dearborn High School. Those will run from 6 to 11 today on Friday. So there'll be shuttles to Ford Field from Dearborn High from 6 until 11, and then from noon until 11:30 tomorrow and Sunday, Saturday and Sunday. There'll be free parking at Dearborn High School. School buses, including handicapped accessible ones, will be making the loop and bringing people you know, down Outer Drive and working their way towards Ford Field. I'm assuming they'll probably drop you off at the top of the hill and then work your way down the hill from there. So that's going on. Of course, as we mentioned, there will be fireworks taking place tomorrow evening and Sunday evening as well. And you'll hear all about a lot of this stuff on WHFR over the next few days. We will be here until about 8 o'clock this evening, and then tomorrow from about 11 o'clock until 8 o'clock. And then we will, you know, be checking in a couple times an hour to let you know what's going on and make sure that you're able to be a part of this great activity here at Dearborn Homecoming. We're going to throw it back to the station for just a couple of announcements, and we'll be right back with more on the new WHFR Journal here at 89.3 and WHFR.FM, making waves.
Dearborn Homecoming is coming up for its 39th year, so join WHFR at the festival August 3rd through 5th from Ford Field Park when we set up a record sale and meet your favorite DJs. Go to thecityofdearborn.org to learn more about the weekend's entertainment featuring the Australian Bee Gees Show and the legendary Homecoming Fireworks on Saturday and Sunday. The 39th annual Dearborn Homecoming will feature rides, music, vendors, food, and community high school reunions on August 3rd through 5th at Ford Field Park located at 500 Monroe Street. Looking to return to school this fall? Well, fall registration is now open at Henry Ford College. Go online to your WebAdvisor account to register before classes start on August 23rd. If you don't have a WebAdvisor, call the HFC Counseling Office at 313-845-9611 to get started on a path that's future-driven.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Dearborn Homecoming is Friday, August 3rd to Sunday, August 5th. And WHFR will be set up all 3 days. In the WHFR tent is the ever-popular Purge CDs and vinyl for a dollar donation each. There will be WHFR merchandise for sale as well. The WHFR tote bags are back, and they are only $30 a piece. Not only do you get the tote bag, but you also get to fill it up with as many Purge CDs and vinyl as you can fit. Additionally, WHFR is excited to have their latest music project, Motor City Gems, available for purchase. This blue vinyl release features local indie rock with artists like The Beggars, The Zots, Rogue Satellites, Seatbelts with Nikki Corvette, The Kenny Hill Group, The Mugs, and many more for the low, low price of $14. Make sure you stop by the WHFR tent at Dearborn Homecoming to pick up these musical gems. And you can pick up those musical gems now at Dearborn Homecoming while the fine folks already at Ford Field will be there to help you out. And while Susan and Alan finish the last half of the new WHFR Journal live at the field. So, Alan and Susan, are you still there?
Yep, we are indeed, and we're doing our best to keep those Motor City Gems out of the sun. It's a very important thing for vinyl, so we're keeping them undercover so that they will be ready to go and warp-free when they're on your turntable at home. We're really excited about this project on blue vinyl. Features a lot of great bands, many of whom have come through our studio, Jay, over the course of our history and their history, and really just another chapter in the great number of music releases that we've been able to bring to our loyal listeners here at WHFR. Your first chance to pick one up, $14 here at the WHFR tent all weekend long here at Homecoming.
It is. I just pulled it out, and I'm looking at how beautiful the blue is. I think people don't quite understand when we say it's blue vinyl. It's blue vinyl, you know. It is blue and very, very collectible.
I was trying to figure out exactly what color you would call it. The only thing that comes to mind instantly is I was a big fan. There was a cartoon called the Powerpuff Girls in the 1990s, and one of them was like that color blue. There was Blossom Buttercup and
Bubbles.
There you go. Excellent.
Wow, that's impressive.
It's Powerpuff Blue as far as I can call it.
So, I love it. I don't know how Scott's going to feel about that, but we'll take it. That sounds good. Well, we are so happy to be broadcasting live, as Alan mentioned, from the 39th Annual Homecoming event. And at this time, joining us in our live studio, our live on-the-scene studio here.
We have Studio A, Studio B, Studio J. This is Studio H for
Studio
Homecoming?
H,
there
perfect.
You go. All right.
Oh, my gosh,
nice.
I love it. From now on, that's it.
All right, there we go.
Years. Yeah. Well, live from Studio H, we have Craig Schuler, who is joining us from CDTV, and that's the City of Dearborn Television channel, station, entity. We also have here with us Paul Raines, and Paul is sort of an outgoing intern, but has had an experience with CDTV here in Dearborn, and we want to learn a little bit about his experience, and I know Paul hopes to continue to be a part of this entity in some capacity, so we look forward to hearing about that. But Paul also is a former student of Henry Ford College, a graduate of our telecommunication area, so we're really proud of Paul. And Craig, he's done a pretty good job, I'm told.
He has done a great job. He dove into it. Anything we asked him to do, hey, grab a camera, hey, edit something, do a voiceover, you know, all these different kinds of things that you find in the industry, he jumped in and did them, and he did real well, you know, real self-starter and a great product of Henry Ford's program, absolutely.
Woohoo! Thank you for that. Paul, do you want to talk for a minute about your experience?
Very flattering. Thank you both. Susan, you have been a great influence on that, and you've taught me so much of what I was able to do and just jump in and get in there. So thank you for that. But as far as CDTV, I cannot say enough great things about my experience. The summer has been amazing, and it's a great team, and they really have something, you know, that they should be proud of. So I'm very, very grateful for that experience, and everyone there has just been amazing. So I appreciate it.
Love to hear that. Thank you.
CDT, you guys are down here this weekend walking around with cameras doing stuff?
Yeah, we'll be down here. We have a variety of functions usually at Homecoming nowadays. We shoot with our cameras more or less ENG style. Anybody in the business, electronic news gathering, that's for us people from the 70s and 80s learning how to shoot. That's what that means. So ENG style, basically following around either the mayor or the city council. I know some council members are coming down this weekend to talk about, you know, highlight different community events. I mean, because that's what this is all about. It's the community, you know, bringing the community together, all the different groups through the city, but also through the groups from the community, you know, that I'm sure Emma Jean just talked about. Mm-hmm. So, you know, big support for everybody here. But, yeah, we have cameras down here for that. We produce some segments, again, for the council show. I know those are some of the ones that are coming up. So stay tuned to CDTV for that. We have camera people shooting the main stage with a camera, just a single camera. We don't have a truck or anything. Comcast used to do a live production here. We used to have a fiber, or Comcast used to have a fiber. It wasn't CDTV, but that's all kind of gone by the wayside now. But we still provide the single camera for the Jumbotron, for the hill people, as we call them here at Homecoming. So any folks that have the obstructed view because of the tree next to the comfort station or something like that, or they want to sit in the shade, the Jumbotron's there so they can still see the main, you know, it's like you're at the, I was going to say Palace, but that kind of dates me now too, right? At LCA. Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, we do a lot of production down here that, you know, as Paul said, as a team, we've got different people doing different things. So, yeah.
Let's talk about CDTV in general terms, yep, just for a minute, sort of mutually exclusive from Homecoming itself, because
yep,
I know this is a very big weekend for you. But what is your team like normally? Just define, if you can, what CDTV is to people in the community that might not know anything about what you're doing yet.
Sure.
Tell us.
CDTV is the government access cable TV channel. And now we're a little bit bigger than just cable TV. We have an internet presence. We have a video on demand at cdtv.viebit.com, and you can see any of our programming going back to, I'll say 2009. I'm not sure if that's quite right, but you can you know, go through there and view programs on demand. We also have a live stream, so now we're kind of in the 21st century. We're not just those cable access channel guys. But, yeah, CDTV is a really big presence here in Dearborn. I think our community is blessed to have a mayor and a council and all the administration that really supports CDTV. The mayor does a show and has done a show from Mayor O'Reilly to back when Mayor Guido, before he passed away, you know, 15-minute, half-hour show every month, every week, you know, dependent on what's going on. The council has a show, very involved. You know, they get out in the community, and we are the medium to present that to the community. The seniors, Senior Center has a show. There's all sorts of different things. Emma Jean, who was just on the program, has a show about the community and the arts and things like that. There's just all sorts of things. We interact with police and fire, public safety. So it's a really good – oh, and, of course, we broadcast the city council meetings live. Mm-hmm. Can't forget that, right? It's a real good tool for the community to actually have their fingers on the pulse of what the government's doing, you
right.
know. So, yeah, that's really good.
How do we find you? How do we see you? How do we do the live stream and all that?
Okay, so CDTV, again, is available if you have Comcast or WOW in the city of Dearborn. Comcast Channel 10, WOW Channel 12. Within the city of Dearborn, if you live in Dearborn Heights or Garden City, you'll get your own channels.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do it that way, or go online to the on-demand at cdtv.viebit.com, and there's a whole drop-down menu on the left-hand side that you can pick the different shows and search by topic and keyword and all that sort of thing. The live stream, the URL is a little bit long, but if you go to cityofdearborn.org, mm-hmm. all of this stuff is available at cityofdearborn.org as well. You just scroll down to the bottom, middle bottom of the page. It says watch CDTV live, watch CDTV on demand, view CDTV programming schedule, and that's a dynamic link through our programming system that actually updates, you know, when a new program goes on. It'll say meet your council August 2018 once we produce that. About Homecoming,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's a variety of ways. But, yeah, if you want to go online, and, yeah, you could watch the city council meeting if you're in Hawaii on vacation and there's a pertinent issue about the, you know, whatever street paving project in your neighborhood.
Sure.
And you're like, oh, yeah, we got to check that out, but we're going to be in Hawaii. You can live stream it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So cityofdearborn.org.
Honey, Craig says it's okay. Right. We can take a break right. for a minute.
Right.
And we
blame,
can
blame me for curtailing your Hawaiian vacation. Yeah, sorry about that.
No. That's, hey, if the demand is there, clearly the product
right.
is there,
right.
too.
Absolutely.
Paul, you wanted to add something.
We have a great social media presence as well.
Yes.
City of Dearborn is on YouTube. We're on Twitter and on Instagram.
Yeah.
And really, for me, the city of Dearborn is the pulse of the city. CDTV is the pulse of Dearborn. So
very nice.
Very good.
Gone are the days. No offense to the elderly person that just wants to yell at the mayor and council through the TV screen. To you know, that is no longer just the purpose. You can do that too, still, if you
right,
want to.
Right.
But that is not just the exclusive purpose of this entity. And that's, we're glad to hear that things are going so strongly.
Yeah, it's great. We're definitely into the 21st century. And yeah, obviously that whole social media thing kind of blew right by me. I mean, I know it's there and I'm on Facebook, but I'm not cool enough to have an Instagram or anything. It's just too much. But,
well, that's why Paul's
you know,
here.
So yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Very cool.
Again, like Paul said, it's real teamwork.
Yeah.
Real teamwork. And that's a great life experience, you know. Everything in life's a team. You know, radio station, right? Everything. Work is a team.
You got it.
Absolutely.
Well, with that note, we'll leave you with the last word. We know your team is very busy this weekend, so we're going to let you get out and continue to do what you need to do.
Great.
We thank you for what you're you're contributing to our community. We related fields, and I love since Alan and I are in the telecommunication field at Henry Ford, we love the fact that you welcomed one of our wonderful former students.
Indeed.
So
it was a pleasure.
We look forward to doing more of that with you,
absolutely.
Of course, and
absolutely.
And keep up the good work. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right.
He'll probably be around to answer any questions about Twitter or Facebook or whatever.
Great, yeah.
After Instagram. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, there thanks. You go. Well, we're going to hope to get the attention of Mary Landros, who is soaking up a little bit of sun by the river. Oh, thank you. Right now, this is probably the only 10 minutes she's going to get to sit and relax all weekend. So I hate to interrupt her.
Well, she can be in the shade here at least
there
for the next 10 minutes.
There
while we've got a second, while that's taking place, have you been warming up for the 5K on Sunday morning? That's part of homecoming, right?
I've been warming up for the Polish tent.
No, oh, okay.
I'll tell you that.
All right. Well,
not
in terms of looking at highlights of things that are going to be going on over the course of the weekend. We've talked about the music, obviously the carnival. There are a lot of these other events and things that take place all day, including the reunion picnics and things like that, but also Sunday morning, the homecoming 5K and family fun run will be taking place. You can register beforehand. There's probably a link to it through the Dearborn Homecoming website. The URL is very lengthy, but there is a homecoming 5K and family fun run at 7:45 on Sunday morning, so work your way through the fireworks, sleep in your car, and wake up in time to run your 5K morning. A lot of other things that are taking place as well. That's one that we specifically wanted to mention. And indeed, a heightened presence for a lot of different areas. I know that, if I remember correctly, a new location this year for the Arab American tent, which is looks like bigger than ever. And that's going to put that Polish tent
mm-hmm.
in a little competition there when it comes to some great things to eat and obviously lots of great food. Refreshments and activities for the entire family here at homecoming.
Yeah, and it's a long weekend. Just pace yourself.
There you go.
And you'll manage a little bit
you'll
of all.
Find your way to work
stuff.
Work through all of
yeah,
it. Yes, it's a big world, but it's a tasty world.
That's right. Well, we want to do a quick shout out to DJ Garrett Burke, who is has been working with Imogene Woodyard with the Dearborn Community Fund, and I said I'd do that. And we hope to get him interested in WHFR. One of the things that we love doing here is recruiting our own team. Right?
Absolutely.
So it's not just promoting all the exciting events, but it's an opportunity to keep us sort of self-sustaining. It's a volunteer operation, as most are, that you're experiencing here at Homecoming Weekend. But again, we are located at Dearborn's Ford Field, which is just, we're north of Michigan Avenue. That would be just south of Cherry Hill, and if you kind of come down over by Morley and Monroe, you won't miss us. So we're excited about that. We are so happy to have our next guest here with us to round out today's WHFR Journal show. And you look like you've been through a bit of a battle here, Mary. We're so happy to have you here. It's only Friday, but how's the energy level so far?
We love being down here at Homecoming. It's one of our favorite weekends of the year. Loving seeing everybody, the excitement, the carnival right here is going strong. All of our nonprofits are set up and ready to greet you guys, so we hope everyone comes down. The city plans all year along with the community fund, and it's just wonderful to see it all come to fruition. So we invite everyone to come down here.
And this is Mary Landrosh, of course, from the Office of Public Information. And you are very closely intertwined with Mayor Guido, so you're sort of representing him today in our interview. It's a tough act to follow, but we know you've got the energy and the stamina for it. Tell us a little bit about your take on how the prep for this weekend has shaped up.
Yep. And if I may just correct one little thing, Mayor O'Reilly.
Did I say Mayor Guido?
So,
oh, my gosh. That's very interesting.
But totally he came
up in a discussion about 10 minutes ago. He's on my mind, apparently.
Yes, and he would love to be here.
Yes,
so
he would.
It's a nice tribute to even hear his name associated
very
with
good.
It.
Well, thank you for that correction. Yes, we love Mayor O'Reilly.
Yes, and Mayor O'Reilly is great and has continued to support this festival. Anything we do is under his direction, so... he's sorry that he can't be here today, but he's hoping that his director of public information can at least provide some accurate information.
Tell us what's going on.
Yes. So, as you know, we're known for fireworks here at Homecoming, but another wonderful thing we're known for is all the musical entertainment that we have, and that's the class of '98, the Mega 80s, Atomic Radio, local favorite, the Phoenix Theory. Holly and the Johnnies tonight, and of course our main headline is the Australian Bee Gees show, a tribute to the Bee Gees. They have a very long name. I'm hoping it's a very long, wonderful show. Then they seem like they're going to keep up that tradition of a wonderful free summer concert here at Homecoming. And we love Homecoming. We're lots of free children's activities as well. I'm sure you've mentioned that in this program. But I'd like to also say that as wonderful as Homecoming is, Dearborn just doesn't open up one weekend. So we have just excellent entertainment throughout the summer, free entertainment, wonderful outdoor concerts, especially in our two downtowns. The organization called Downtown Dearborn has just done an excellent job of really programming free concerts that just make you feel like summertime and really have an appreciation for all sorts of music. So if you come to Homecoming and get a taste of our city and hear the wonderful acts, know that throughout the summer you can have that as well. This upcoming week, once we recover from Homecoming, we have Jazz on the Ave on Wednesday, Tunes at Noon on Thursday, our 40th anniversary of Music Under the Stars, which is a city event, on Thursday night. And also, the Dearborn Hills Golf Course is adding music to their lineup.
Oh, my goodness.
So also on Thursday night, you can hear free music. So, the party doesn't have to end at 11 o'clock on Sunday when Homecoming wraps up. We also have free children's activities, as I said, here at Homecoming. But, again, in downtown Dearborn now, once a month we have free children's activities in West Village Commons. And that's coming up on this Friday as well. I'm telling you, this week is just more than you can take. There's so much going on. You have to call in sick. Call
Uh-oh.
In to your boss.
Take Mayor, a wellness day. Yeah,
Mayor O'Reilly, you're not listening, right? call in and make sure that you're able to enjoy all these other things. And, of course, our farmer's market, 2 to 7 on Fridays, even going on this weekend as well. So,
in the midst of all this, we've still got... Got to have the farmer's market. It's excellent.
Have to have the farmer's market, right?
Yeah, it's a tremendous tradition here, and really one of the standout farmer's markets in, really all of Wayne County and the area.
Yep, so. They did a wonderful job of switching the times. It used to be 9 to 1. Now it's 2 to 7. We've got so many requests from people that work during the day that they wanted the opportunity to shop at night, and that's worked out nicely for them.
There's also a lot of activities that are focused around Healthy Dearborn, and also I see one for Transformation Tuesdays, which is part of, what Beaumont is offering, which is obviously a community-wide outreach of theirs to make sure that we're not sick. And having to call in sick. We want to have healthy citizens as well.
Healthy days, yes. The Healthy Dearborn component of the festival has been a great addition for us these last couple years. So the Beaumont and Healthy Dearborn have a tent. There's a dance party tomorrow, 11 to 4 in that tent. There's nutrition information. And related to that is the Healthy Dearborn bike ride tomorrow on Saturday. And the 5K is not a Healthy Dearborn event per se, and I heard you mentioning that before, but that's another way to stay healthy in Transformation Tuesdays. And again, outside of homecoming, there's community bike rides that Healthy Dearborn sponsors every Wednesday, bike rides and walks. And if you like to be fit, if you like to be social, there are wonderful community events that occur every Wednesday starting at 7 o'clock, a 5 or 6 mile bike ride, easy pace, nobody's dropped, everybody looks out for you, or think about a 2 mile, 1 to 2 mile walk as well. And those have been great community things, free things, again, kind of extending the homecoming feeling by having people out there participating.
Well, and from a city's perspective, that's also an important thing, is having, you know, not just a walkable city, but a bikeable city become a big issue. And having that kind of a landscape for people to be able to take advantage of, number one, for exercise, but also to keep more cars off the roads for, you know, a city where you are able to bike somewhere and have a lot of stuff in a small area of space in terms of both downtowns, east and west. And have a bikeable city.
Right. And I'm glad you were talking about that, because here at Homecoming, again, the bike ride tomorrow at 10 a.m., you need to register ahead of time if you can, or register here. You do need a helmet. But in addition to that, Bike Dearborn, which is a wonderful organization, has free bike valet here this year.
Oh.
So you can bike down. You can't bike through the festival, not really safe for anyone to do that, but you can ride your bike down here, leave it with the great Bike Dearborn folks. They're asking for donations, but it's technically free. They'll watch your bike, and after that, when you're done with the festival, when you've eaten all the elephant ears, you can bike home, get some exercise.
Brilliant idea.
Yep. Yeah. And also, our Zagster bike rental is here. So if people have seen those in our downtown areas and have been curious about it, here's your chance to check it out here at Homecoming as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's the idea of what this community is doing, has done, not just musically, but with opportunities to just grow, to get together, to keep the feel of this is a community. Even though we're a big community, we still have the opportunity to have that sort of hometown feel. I know it sounds a little hokey,
no,
but it's got to be in the forefront of everything you think about.
Right, right. We always say we're a world-class hometown. So we have all the amenities that you would expect with a town our size and perhaps even bigger ones, but we have that community connection, and we certainly see that at Homecoming here and these other events, whether it's the concerts where you see people hug in just like you do at Homecoming, mm-hmm. or the community bike rides, which really are community events. Yeah.
Right. And for a full list of everything, and I know we've thrown a lot at our listeners over the last hour, and we will continue to do so all weekend long here at WHFR, but you can also go, there are information tents here at the Homecoming Festival, but also beforehand, if you want to look, cityofdearborn.org/homecoming should have a full list of events and things that are going to be taking place here at Ford Field all weekend long. WHFR is going to be a part of it. Obviously, City of Dearborn is, you know, huge part of it, and it's just great to be able to have you with us today.
Yeah,
great, thank
absolutely.
You for.
And if somebody needed to reach out, if they wanted to somehow connect with you with an idea or feedback or something, or to find out things post homecoming about all the other events that you've talked about, would that just be cityofdearborn.org?
Cityofdearborn.org would work. Downtown Dearborn has a Facebook page. They're working on a wonderful new website, but they have a Facebook page where all that's listed. The city's Facebook page lists all the events, so thank you for reminding me. We need people to find that. There is so much. Even I have my little cheat sheet here because there is so much going on to remember it all.
And, of course, so many contributions, I mean, so much effort from all areas of city government, your parks department, your, you know, police department, fire department, first responders, all having a presence here and interacting with the community and being a part of this great event, too.
Yes, it certainly takes everyone, and I'm sure you've mentioned that earlier this week after that tremendous storm, the field was underwater and the tents were already up, and our great employees from DPW and Recreation and Parks just pulled together and were able to clean up the festival site, so most people here won't even know what it had looked like Wednesday morning. So it really takes everyone's dedicated to doing it. They know how important it is for our community. And this is the face of Dearborn to hundreds of, well, let's not exaggerate, tens of thousands, up to 120,000 people that see our city through this festival. So we want to make sure everything's in good order and everyone knows how important that is.
Yeah. Personal question. You have to be here because you're working. I know you want to be here anyway because you want to see the fruits of your labor. What's your favorite part? What is the thing, maybe something different this year, or, you know, you're allowed to change your mind year after year, but what's your thing here at Homecoming?
Well,
2018.
Yes, for 2018, I think seeing the Australian Bee Gees, I mean, you just got to love it, you know? It's summertime, good time concert, so I'm looking forward to that.
And you've got at least one dancing shoe on.
Yes.
That doesn't work for our radio audience.
Oh, right. Yeah, I just have a slight foot injury, so I won't be discoing to the music, but I'm looking forward to that. And on a personal note, too, the Chamber of Commerce car cruise this year is including motorcycles. And I happen to have a loved one that'll be riding his motorcycle in this event, so that's a way to refresh a homecoming favorite. So I'm looking forward to seeing those cars and also motorcycles this year. So if you've been to that show before, come on down because there'll be a different aspect to it.
That's is it this evening or tomorrow evening?
I'm
trying
tonight,
to look here. It is
Friday.
Tonight, 7 o'clock. There it is. Yep.
Yep.
The car cruising show and then obviously car and motorcycle show starting at 7 o'clock. It starts at 19th District Court and sort of winds its way over like by a military over
goes
to the
down Michigan
fairgrounds.
Avenue to military Cherry Hill and into the to the festival grounds. Yep. And I'm looking forward to, again, more of children's activities. I'm too old to do the bounce houses, but I love seeing the children
have fun.
We can
still do the water balloon toss.
The wacky games. So, and those, that's an excellent point because they are not just for kids. They are for all ages. So the hula hoop contest, we already had someone come by the information booth, and I think she's a contender.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, you don't have to be a child to enjoy those games.
All right, Susan,
too.
You and me, potato sack race. I'm calling it right now.
I'm in. I'm in, Alan. We're going to win. Yeah. Well, it sounds like there really is, it's cliche, but something for everyone.
That's what we try.
Not only here at Homecoming, but in this wonderful community.
It seems
you
as
just
if,
have to find
that
it.
If, we, yeah. if you guys haven't thought of it, it probably wasn't a good idea to begin with, because if it's a good idea, it seems to be on the schedule sometime over the next 3 days.
And we want to thank our partners as well, the Chamber of Commerce, Access, the Arab American Museum, the Dearborn Community, Community Arts Council. They are all putting on programs that we don't have to organize and plan. They do that for us, and so they're great partners. A lot of the activities that people enjoy are because of their efforts, so we want to thank them for continuing to offer these programs. And, of course, all of our sponsors that make it possible. People may not realize, but every activity and every Entertainment Act and the fireworks, no tax dollars go to pay for those. Sponsors pay for every activity and entertainment and fireworks here at Homecoming. So we couldn't do it without them, and we appreciate their continued support, especially Beaumont as our presenting sponsor once again.
Wow. Well, we are grateful to you for not only your time in carving out a few minutes to chat with us, but your time in putting all of all of the hard work and energy, keeping our wonderful mayor on task.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's not always easy because he's pulled in a million directions too. But